Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. Oh, I could see that the Lord has started working upon many people. And I appreciate many of us who have been joining us on this broadcast. Today is the 14th day of the month of January, year 2021. I appreciate the Lord for His grace. I appreciate the Lord for His mercy. I appreciate the Lord for the extension of His love over our lives. Wherever you are, just take any source of praise. Just bless this Lord. Just worship this God. There is no one like Him. I've never seen anyone like this God. He performed wonders. When He said He's going to do something, He will do it. He said, let there be light, and there was light. When God said this is white, nobody can say it's black. God is working upon somebody already. God is telling somebody here that your testimony has begun. God is saying that you tell somebody here your miracle is starting today. God is saying that you tell somebody here is going to lift you up today. God is saying that you tell somebody here the garment of favor is coming upon your life today. God said that you tell somebody here you are moving to the palace of your celebration. I heard the voice of the Lord, and the voice of the Lord said that you tell somebody that your weeping is completely over, that you are going to be celebrated. I am telling somebody right now that the yoke of darkness upon your life from the womb is completely broken as you are listening to this broadcast. In the name of Jesus Christ, on this 14th day, God shall do wonders in your life. God shall work miracles in your life. God shall work wonders in your life. God shall perform healing in your life. God shall perform deliverance in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, yesterday I was talking about the tree not planted by God, and I was trying to make you to know that this tree has been planted into our life as a seed, and I was trying to tell you that this seed will be planted many years ago in our lives. It's as we begin to grow, we now find out there's something contrary in our lives. Do you know what the Lord said in Genesis chapter 1 verse 28? The Bible says, and God blessed them, and God said, you shall be fruitful, you shall multiply, you shall replenish, you shall subdue and dominate. That is what the Bible says. And those are good seed planted into our lives, and they're supposed to grow along with us. The devil was not happy. And in Genesis chapter 3, he contended against it. He fought against it, and he was able to steal away most of these blessings in our life. And now our life was exposed to him, and he started planting evil seed. He started planting evil seed. No wonder the Bible says, when men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went on his way. Wicked people has done wicked things into our lives. Many dangerous things has been done into our life, and they were planted into our life as a seed. And I was telling you yesterday that evil seed are always planted into our life when we are in the womb, or sometimes even at conception. Do you know evil seed can be planted to people's life at conception? Do you know evil seed can be planted to people's life when they are in the womb? As the child grows, I have ministered to people that they were exchanged from the womb. Do you know evil seed can be planted to somebody at birth? Immediately she was giving birth to, probably she could not talk or she could not cry. And before you know, they rallied around and gave that child something, and that thing became a problem in the life of that child, and it grows with it. Evil seed are planted to our people in the dream. Evil seed are planted to people in many ways, in the dream through food, in the dream through sex. You see them, evil seed grows in their life. Evil seed are planted to people when they are growing as a child. Even some is on the day of their poverty, when they have their first menstruation. Some of them didn't know how to keep their pad very well, and they find out the pad has become another thing. Evil seed are planted to the life of people, some people, when they are going to get married. It may be on the day of their wedding. It may be on the engagement day. Evil seed have been planted to people in different ways, and this evil seed will be allowed to grow, because when the devil plants evil seed, they will not make you to know. They will allow them to go on recessive mode, and as they are there, you will not know they are there. They will be monitoring it and be watering it, because they want to use it at a favorable condition. By the time you grow now and you find yourself you have married, or you find yourself you are now adult, the evil seed that was planted many years ago begin to manifest. Then you begin to wonder, where did I get all this one? Where did this thing get into my life? How did I come about finding this one? Why am I passing through this one? Why is this thing coming into my life? They have been there for a long time. They have been there for a longer time, but you didn't know. But it's time for them to manifest. That is why it's there. No wonder our Father in the Lord, Dr. D.K. Olukoya, the General Overseer of Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, normally give us a prayer. He normally says something very long time ago. He will say, anything planned planted into my life that has not manifested now, but will manifest in the future to destroy my destiny. It will tell us to command it to die. I begin to understand what he's saying at that moment, what he has been telling us, that there are things planted into our life now that has not manifested now, that they are waiting for the future to manifest and to begin to attack our destiny. Beloved, if there is evil tree in your life now that has grown up from the evil seed, you can combat it with prayer. Prayer is the most potent weapon to combat evil tree. The Bible says every tree that the Lord has not planted, every plant that the Lord has not planted, they shall be rooted out. They shall be rooted out. The only way to root them out is through prayer. The only way to root them out is through faith in the Lord. The only way to root them out is through aggressive prayers, aggressive hot prayer, high voltage prayer. Prayer that is whole, that is very hot. Not simple, weak prayer. We are talking about high voltage prayer. You cannot clean a septic tank gently. You must exercise some aggression. And beloved, anything that is not of God in your life must be rooted out. Are you facing some failures? Are you facing disappointment in marriage? Are you experiencing miscarriage? Are you experiencing childlessness? Is your business collapsing? Are you experiencing sickness and disease? Is your health not functioning very well? Are you seeing some things that are not supposed to be in your life? Look at your life. What are those things that are not God's plan? You are going to combat with them now. You are going to deal with them right now. We are going into the moment of dealing with them. I want you to gather your momentum together, because this topic now, I'm going to end it today, and I'm starting another topic tomorrow. And that is why I want you to pray. I don't want the evil tree to stay in your heart. I don't want the evil tree to stay in your life. I don't want you to move in this 2021 with evil tree. Enough is enough to what the enemy has planted to our life. Enough is enough to all what the polygamous witchcraft has planted to our life. Enough is enough to all the wicked activity in our life. Enough is enough to what the wicked personality and agent of darkness has planted to our life. Enough is enough to all evil that have been programmed to our life. We need to fight them. We need to combat them. We need to root them out. Get ready now. Get ready now. Wherever you are, just get a bottle of oil and a bottle of water. I'm going to pray on it, but I want you to do something. If you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, why can't you tell him to have mercy? Because that's the first step to fight this evil tree. Tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. Tell the Lord to save you. Confess your sin now. Thank you, Father. As you have confessed your sin, repeat after me. Say, Lord, I surrender my life to you. Save me and deliver me in Jesus' name. Pray. That is the first method. The second method is to get yourself prepared. The third method is to let your anger be boiling. The fourth method is to pray with violent, aggressive prayer. And the fifth method is for you to have faith that your prayer is going to work, and it's going to work for you in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm praying on the oil now. Don't forget, I'm going to pray on 12 prayer requests. Don't forget that. But if you have not written your own, you can write your own quickly. You may need to pass this broadcast to your friends so that they can be blessed in this season. Because this season that we are passing through, when you miss it, I don't know whether you can see out from other opportunity like this kind of opportunity. So therefore, you can pass it to your friend and extend it to people wherever they are. Let them also be benefited and be blessed, as the Lord is working wonders and is touching life far and near. And I know God is going to do wonders in your life in Jesus' name. I pray right now, Lord, that the water in the hands of your children and the oil in their hands, I sanctify it in the name of Jesus. I command it to become anointed water, become anointed oil. I command them to become prophetic water and prophetic oil. The Holy Ghost will breathe fire into that water and the oil. The oil will become an instrument of power, instrument of healing, instrument of deliverance. Yoke-breaking power will enter into that oil, and the anointing of resurrection shall enter into that oil. Resurrection power shall enter into that oil. That oil, you are no longer ordinary. You become anointed holy oil in the name of Jesus Christ. Now get ready now, beloved, and take the oil and drink a little. As you have taken little into your mouth, your tongue will be anointed. your tongue will become fire and become authority. So you need to pray aggressively now. Take it into your tongue. Now you pray this prayer. Say, anything I have eaten in the dream that has altered my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Anything I have eaten in the dream that has altered my destiny, there, in the name of Jesus. Anything I have eaten in the dream that has altered my destiny, there. Anything I have eaten in the dream that has altered my destiny, there, in Jesus' name we pray. Can you take the oil and anoint your head? And you pray this one very well. Say, you parental curses working against my life, break. In the name of Jesus, you parental curses working against my life, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, lay your hand upon your head. Say, anyone that my parents have offended, and they are afflicting me now because of the offense of my parents, Holy Ghost, deliver me from their hands. In the name of Jesus, anyone that my parents has offended and they are afflicting me because of the offense of my parents, Holy Ghost, deliver me from their hand. Deliver me from their hand. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Holy Ghost, deliver me from the consequence of the sin of my parents. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, deliver me from the consequence of the sin of my parent. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, deliver me from the consequence of the sin of my parent. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, deliver me from the consequence of the sin of my parent. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, deliver me from the consequence of the sin of my parent. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your chest area and place your hand there. You will shout this prayer. Say, you evil dedication. You evil dedication that is working against my destiny, die in the name of Jesus. You evil dedication that is working against my destiny, die in the name of Jesus. You evil dedication that is working against my destiny, die in the name of Jesus. You evil dedication that is working against my destiny, die in Jesus' name we pray. Say, the property of the wicked in my body, get out by fire. In the name of Jesus, the property of the wicked in my body, get out by fire. In the name of Jesus, the property of the wicked in my body, get out by fire. Get out by fire. Get out by fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Now, anoint your navel, anoint your belly button now, and shout it louder with aggression. Say, oh God, my Father, remove whatever the enemy has planted into my life. We are praying that prayer 3 times. Oh God, my Father, remove whatever the enemy has planted to my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, remove whatever the enemy has planted to my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, remove whatever the enemy has planted to my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, remove whatever the enemy has planted to my life. Remove it, remove it, remove it, remove it in Jesus' name. This is the second time. Are you ready? Say, oh God, my Father, remove whatever the enemy has planted to my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, remove whatever the enemy has planted to my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, remove whatever the enemy has planted to my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, remove whatever the enemy has planted to my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, remove whatever the enemy has planted to my life in Jesus' name we pray. I want you to pray it more than the way you are praying. Something is about to be removed in your life. I can see evil planted into someone's life, and that evil is assigned not to make you to move forward in life. You are going to pray. It was planted to your life by your stepmother when you are growing up. Pray very well now. Say, oh God, my Father, remove whatever the enemy has planted to my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, remove whatever the enemy has planted to my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, remove whatever the enemy has planted to my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, remove whatever the enemy has planted to my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, remove whatever the enemy has planted to my life. Remove it, remove it, remove it, remove it, remove it, remove it. In Jesus' name, pray. Take the oil and anoint your hand now. Say, every good thing that have been stolen from my hand, I recover you now in the name of Jesus. Every good thing that have been stolen from my hand, I recover you now in the name of Jesus. Every good thing that have been stolen from my hand, I recover you now. 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 In Jesus' name, pray a second time. Say, every good thing that have been stolen from my hand, I recover you now in the name of Jesus. Every good thing I've been stolen from my hand, I recover you now. I recover you now. I recover you now. I recover you in Jesus. Praise third time. Say, every good thing I've been stolen from my hand, I recover you now in the name of Jesus. Every good thing I've been stolen from my hand, I recover you now. I recover you now. I recover you now in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your legs now. Say, anything that represents my leg in the covenant of witchcraft, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Anything that represents my legs in the covenant of witchcraft, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Anything that represents my legs in the covenant of witchcraft, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire. Anything that represents my legs in the covenant of witchcraft, catch fire in Jesus' name. Pray, somebody is being delivered. Somebody is being delivered. A lot of things are happening. Somebody is going to receive a promotion very soon. Look at it. There's going to be 72-hour breakthrough on somebody's life. Oh, my God. My God. This is wonderful. Now, I want you to take your 12 prayer requests out. I'm going to pray on them now. Father, we are bringing our requests before you after the order of Ezekiah. After the order of Anna, we should compromise and tie alaba. I decree right now that this request in the hand of your children, in the name that is above all names, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, number one of this request, number two of this request, number three of this request, number four of this request, according to your will for their destiny and their lives, according to your purpose for their life, number four of this request, number five of this request, number six of this request, number seven of this request, number eight of this request, number nine, number 10 and 12. 11 and 12 of these requests, according to God's will, according to God's purpose for your life, I command them right now in the name of Jesus. Let the request be answered, be answered, be answered, be answered, be answered. Father, you are the one that answer prayer. Answer this prayer by fire. Answer the prayer, answer the prayer, answer the request, answer the request. Let their request receive testimony. Let their request be brought to physical manifestation. Let there be testimony on this request in the name of Jesus Christ. Testimony come out from this request. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, heavenly. Wave it up. Wave it. You can wave it now. Wave it to heaven. Aha. The Lord is answering this request. Aha. Thank you, Father. Lord, I pray that you work wonders in their life. As many listening to me right now, and one way or the other, there are some things that are working against you. I command such things now to be canceled. If you are sick, I command healing upon you. If you are down, I command fire to come upon your life. If you are looking for the fruit of the womb, I command testimony to be your portion. If your business is down, you are begging for food now, you are begging to eat. Within the next 1 month, I pray that you shall be giving people money in the name of Jesus Christ. I command open doors upon your destiny. I command open doors upon your destiny. There shall be marital settlement, career settlement, academic pursuit settlement, visa breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. You will receive all that you are expecting from the Lord. The blessing of the Lord shall come upon your life. You will get your permanent stay in the name of Jesus Christ. There shall be mighty breakthrough in your family in the name of Jesus Christ. I can see somebody now, you have been mocked, and that mockery has been taken away. The garment of mockery has been roasted in the name of Jesus Christ. If your children is having a court case, I command a release upon them in the name of Jesus Christ. I command them to be released and be receiving favor right now. The court case will favor them. I pray for you right now. Somebody has scattered away your children from you. Somebody is using charm to control your children. I command the charm to lose control. I command the spirit to lose control. And I command your children right now to come out from the captivity in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will favor you. Your marriage shall get out from bondage, and there shall be testimony. I pray that money shall flow into your hand. You will be rich and make it in a greater dimension. God will bombard you with a garment of wealth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. May the Lord continue to bless you more. May the Lord make this year a year of multiple testimony in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. In case you want to get across to us, probably for prayers, probably for counseling, oh beloved, just send XMS to us or send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will honor you. The Lord will promote you. The Lord will advance you. And the Lord will make you a channel of blessing to others in the name of Jesus Christ. And many of you who have not been watching our program, you can watch our program online. Just when you go to the YouTube, Just text MFM First Tech Region, and you see our program live online. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. And if you want to get across to Rock Pride, you want to come and see us, you can book appointment. We will definitely see you. Well, we are at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, First Tech Region. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, First Tech Region. That is at 7th Avenue, B1 Close, off Alakija Bus Stop, First Tech Town. God bless you in Jesus' name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.